What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about what are narcissists really after? What do narcissists really want? What are narcissists really want? What are they really after? I know I talk about control in a lot of my videos, how narcissistic people, their main goal is control. What they're really after is control. But my thoughts as a person, my personal thoughts as a self-aware narcissist, and no, I do not speak for everybody. I know I get a lot of narcissistic people. They get to complain and think about, like, Lee Hammond doesn't speak for everybody. Duh, I know I don't, y'all. I know I don't speak for everybody. But I think my thoughts are most narcissists are after happiness. Most narcissists are doing the pursuit of happiness. They want to be happy. Narcissists are chasing after happiness or some form of happiness. And most narcissistic people think that happiness is an external thing that can come from the environment, that can come from other people, that can come from, you know, money, success, fame, whatever it is. But it does not, me personally, my personal perspective, y'all, is happiness. And this is not my personal perspective. This is a lot of research been done on this as well, that happiness is something that comes from inside of you. Happiness is internal. Happiness is an intrinsic thing. Happiness is intrinsic, means it comes from you. And most narcissistic people don't understand that. That's why you see a lot of narcissists changing jobs. You see a lot of narcissists changing significant others. You see a lot of narcissists trying to start new families, abandoning one family and starting in another one. You see a lot of narcissists changing careers. You see a lot of narcissists start changing majors in school. You see a lot of narcissists changing up things in the pursuit of happiness, chasing after happiness, what they think is happiness. Can narcissists be happy? Yeah, I think that narcissists can experience, you know, spurts of happiness. Narcissists can experience spurts of happiness. But I think joy, true happiness, like long-lasting happiness, like long, you know, joy is what escapes most narcissists, y'all. I will say that. That joy escapes narcissists. They are the pursuit. It's not really the pursuit of happiness. It's the pursuit of joy for narcissists. Because joy, contentment, being able to be happy in the moment for an extended period of time is what escapes most narcissists, in my own opinion. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, what I say is that, like, most narcissists, they're chasing joy. I'm in my son's baseball practice, so I keep peeking to the left, y'all. What I think a lot of narcissists experience, like, they're chasing joy. What they see is, what they get is little spurts of happiness, and they want to continue that happiness. They want the happiness that they are experiencing. They want that to continue. They want that to be prolonged. They want that to be long lasting and everlasting and things like that. But it's not. It's damn near impossible. You can't, like, so many people get lost trying to make narcissists happy. I will tell y'all that, like, so many people lose themselves. They lose their identities. They lose their friends. They lose their families. They lose so much trying to make narcissists happy. Trying to make that narcissistic toxic partner of yours, trying to make them happy, you end up losing yourself. That's why can't they be happy? They seem so happy with the new person when they leave you, or when they end up with someone else, and they seem so happy with the new person, because a lot of times they are happy in the moment with that new person. But is it going to last an extended period of time? Probably not. I just feel like longevity in the relationship does not equate to happiness in the relationship. Let me say that again. Longevity in a relationship does not equate to happiness in a relationship. Did you hear me? Just because people are together for a long time does not mean that they're happy for a long time. You know what I mean? Just because they are together for an extended period of time does not mean that they are happy for an extended period of time. They might start off hot and heavy. The love bombing phase looks hot and heavy, like a Little Caesars pizza, hot and ready, like a Little Caesars pizza, like a pizza from Little Caesars, hot and ready. But over time, it goes bad. And you can't reheat it. Like a Little Caesar's pizza, love from a narcissist cannot be reheated. It cannot be re-achieved. So you will lose yourself trying to make them happy. Maybe it's me. They keep saying that they weren't happy because it was me. Because they narcissistic people are putting the burden of their happiness on you. They put that burden of trying to make them happy or trying to keep them happy on other people. And when you fail, and you will fail, they put it all onto you. All the blame falls onto you, and you feel it. You internalize that blame. You feel it. You just like, damn, it is my fault. They were right. This is my fault that they feel this way. Damn, I cannot escape this feeling. Because the feeling is valid, y'all. If your feelings are valid in relationships with narcissistic people, because they are after control and joy. They can get happy. I promise you, narcissists can experience happiness. Those are my thoughts on it. Narcissists can experience happiness, but it's the prolonged happiness or joy that escapes them. So they're looking for shots of happiness. Like, it's like a drug. Happiness is a narcissist drug. We're looking we want to inject it into our veins. We want to take happiness and inject it into our veins. And what a lot of narcissistic people don't realize is that the happiness is already inside of us. We just have to work on we have to work on us from the inside out. Not from the outside in. That's what a lot of narcissistic people do. They work on themselves from the outside in as opposed to the inside out. That's what happens so much in these relationships, y'all. You start working from the outside to the inside when you should be working from the inside to the outside, because happiness comes from inside. Joy comes from inside. As a narcissist, we search for happiness in so many other people, and we can achieve that for a short period of time. We search for happiness with our kids. We search for happiness with our wives or with our husbands. We search for happiness with our partners, with our spouses, with our children, with our parents, with our friend groups. With our jobs, we search for happiness in the career choice. We search for happiness, but it's not there. It doesn't last a long time because it's not real. I mean, it's real, but it's just not sustainable. Basing your happiness or joy, this message is not just for narcissists. Basing your happiness or your joy on other people is not sustainable. It's temporary. It's a temporary fix. It's a temporary high. Just like a regular drug. Is going to go away eventually. Just like a regular substance, it's going to go away eventually. It is not sustainable. You cannot prolong that happiness. You cannot prolong it because it's not coming from internal. It's coming from external, because new and shiny is happiness. A new car makes me happy. But after I drove it for a while, I put 100,000 miles on it, the new car feeling is gone. You know what I mean? After I've driven this car for 100,000 miles, 200,000 miles, that new car feeling, it is gone. So you don't really get happiness from there. It's temporary, y'all. And I wish a lot more narcissists would realize that happiness that they get from other people, that joy that they get from other people, is a temporary fix, y'all. It really is temporary. It cannot come from other people. It just cannot, y'all. So I'm telling this as a message to other narcissists and a message to people who are dealing with narcissists and toxic people, that you can't stop looking for happiness elsewhere. You have to work on you. You have to heal the wounds. It's like a cup, y'all. It's like a cup with a hole in the bottom or holes in the side. You have to heal the wounds, the childhood wounds, the adult wounds, the trauma. You have to deal with that stuff. You have to tape it up. You have to seal it up because it's going to leak out. That's why happiness is temporary for narcissistic people, because it leaks out the side or the bottom of the cup. This cup has holes in the side, and eventually it's going to leak out. So we find somebody else to fill this cup up again. Like a cup with holes in the side, or one hole or two holes in the side, it's going to leak out slowly. So if we fill it up fast, it can get to the top, right? If you pour water in a cup with holes in the side, if it's not enough holes, if it's just a few holes, if you pour water in the side of that cup fast enough, the cup can get full, but it's going to run out again, y'all. It's going to run out eventually. So we love bomb the other person. We're moving really, really fast, because the faster we move in this new relationship or this new job or this new city or this new car or this new hobby, this new fad, this new trend, this new video, whatever we're doing, like, we do it fast because it fills the cup up fast. But again, it's going to leak out the side again, y'all. It is not sustainable. That's why I just want a lot of people to understand the fact that when you're dealing with a narcissistic person, they can be happy in the moment. But I feel like true happiness, like joy, is not, the happiness is not sustainable. So narcissistic people cannot experience joy for long periods of time either, y'all. That's just my personal perspective on it. I know a lot of, some other people will get hear this and push back on it. Again, I don't give a damn, y'all. Seriously. I want to help as many people as possible. Narcissists or empaths or codependents, neurodivergent, BPD. I want to help as many people as I possibly can, y'all. That's just my goal. And I know my goal irritates some people because y'all think I'm on one side, or Lee's on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence, blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. I want to help as many people that are willing to be helped, that are willing to open their minds up and be helped, y'all. That's my goal. And I'm sticking to it. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this video short. Live in-person workshop, May the 20th in Orlando, Florida. It is a 8-9 hour workshop with breakfast, lunch served. There'll be swag bag with mental illness gear. Well, you know, self-love gear, not mental illness gear. Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, will be there. He has courses. He has apps. He has stuff like that. Catherine Kleiss is stand coaching, who is a survivor of narcissistic abuse from a father and from a boyfriend, husband, whatever. So the link for that is in the description of every video I post, every podcast that I post. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.